a love, Kusumanjali. Verse 82, O Radhe, with a face like a blooming lotus flower, when you go out to meet Krishna at night, your swiftly moving feet become afflicted with fatigue. O Devi, when will you, although your shyness personified, call me by name to massage your lotus feet? Then I know that you have accepted me as your own. 83. O Radhe, O granddaughter, the time has come for your worship of the sun god. Where are you? Will these angry words of Mukura sound like nectar to me and make me happy? 84. O Devi, can I serve your nectarian words with my ears and your camphor-scented smile with my eyes? 85. O Suvrate, will you increase my bliss by falsely and angrily quarreling with your Prananath, being supported by your girlfriends who are expert in helping you in your loving tricks while you play the flower-picking game? 86. O Sadaye, when will this maiden, whom Madhav knows to be very close to you, and piteously petitioned in so many unbearable ways, anxiously fall at Lalita's feet to plead for him that you give up your man? Odire, when will I see your great ceremonial bathing as you are crowned the Queen of Vrindavan by Purnamasi's personal arrangement? While you are being bathed with many jugs of pure fragrant water, there will be a grand festival of love with dancing, singing of auspicious songs, and playing of veenas and other instruments. 88. O Manju Varane, on the full moon day of Shravan, named Rakshapurnima, your brother Sridham comes to Yavat with 10,000 cows to satisfy the greedy Jatila before affectionately taking you along to Barshana, where your parents lovingly cuddle you in front of me as you melt with weeping from happiness and sorrow. 89. O Sadaye, when will you shyly take me far away from your girlfriends to a cave of Govardhan Hill to teach me beautiful songs in different tunes? 90. O Devi, when will I shyly lower my head in the assembly as you are requested by Lalita Devi to lovingly read some beautiful romantic poetry to me. 91. O Devi, when will you teach me how to play the Kachapi Veena in a grove that is filled with humming bees on the shore of your lake? 92. O Devi, when will you, being shy before your girlfriends, order me through a hint to restring your dear necklace which broke during your pastimes with Krishna? 93. O Devi, when will you affectionately give me the remnants of your chewed betel from your mouth into mine, looking all around to see if anybody's looking? 94. O Shashimukhi, during intense love pastimes with your Prananath, you become bewildered and forget your dear sweet sash of bells in the kunj. When will you give me a wink to go quickly back and fetch it? 95. O Devi, although you are generally very grave, you once severely rebuked me and sent me away for committing just the tiniest mistake. When will you cast a slight glance on this pitiful person after Lalita brings her back to you? 96. I am yours. I am yours. I cannot live without you. O Devi, knowing this, please take me to your lotus feet. 97. O Lolakshi, Sri Radhakund is always the dwelling place of you and your beloved. Here only at Radhakund I will live, and here alone I will stay. 98. O beautiful Radhakund, my Ishvari Radha always plays erotic games in you with her beloved Krishna. If you are dearer to them than the dearest, then please show me my Ishvari, who is my very life. 99. O fair-faced Vishakhe, my queen will not leave your company for even a moment, because you are of the same age as Radha. You are the realm of her joking pastimes. Please save me from the affliction of separation and show me my Ishvari. 100. O Nath, O Gokul Sudhakar, O you who are melting with compassion, O you whose lotus-like face smiles sweetly and satisfied, wherever you go to enjoy loving pastimes with your beloved, please take me there so that I can affectionately serve you there. 101. O Ishe Radhe, the goddess of fortune cannot attain even a drop of the beauty of the tips of your lotus-like toenails. If you do not bestow the gift of your darshan, then what is the use of this life that just burns in a forest fire of sorrow? 102. O Varoru, thus I somehow spent my time at Radhakund, aspiring after oceans of nectar. But Radha, if you are not merciful to me, then what is the use of my life, my living and Braj, and even Krishna to me? 103. O Kripa Mayi Radha, if you are not kind upon the suffering girl, then what was the use of all these lamentations and all my service to your kund for so long? 104. O Pranaya Shalini Radhe, thus I am loudly crying, desiring to attain your mature loving service. Holding your lotus feet to my heart, which is burning out of intense agony, I am offering these lamentations to them as a bouquet of flowers. May they be the cause of even the slightest satisfaction to you. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Shri Vrindavan Dham, Pavana Radhe Tero Naam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham, Pavana Radhe Tero Naam, Pavana Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya